Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name.
B-Mix.
Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
B-Mix. You're a loser.
It is time.
Time
to B-Mix. And it's time to pump it up for Monday.
Yeah, that's right, buddy. Thanks,
Hopefully,
man.
This gets people pumped up.
Yeah.
Love this tune.
Yeah, you do. I love it. You're just dancing around.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, it just brings back memories when I was at the dead-end job loading dog food from a truck onto these pallets, and that was the only thing that could get me in a good mood was for playing some Elvis and Pump It Up on a Monday at the supermarket.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Well, hopefully our contestant is pumped up as well. We've got Corey and Roy. Corey, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. What is he playing for today, Steve?
Up for grabs. You're going to get tickets to the Interstate Batteries NASCAR season opener, which is happening this Saturday at Evergreen Speedway. Go to KISW.com for all the details. And if you want tickets, they're available now at etix.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Hey, you are getting out of here.
For those playing at home, Corey will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Corey, you can pass all you want, but you'll only have 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, sir?
Yes.
What distance did the Romans once define as 1,000 paces?
100 miles?
No.
10 miles?
No.
5 miles?
No. What actor played the title character in the 96 movie The Cable Guy?
Jim Carrey.
Yes. In the Hunger Games books, what kind of animal is a mockingjay?
A bird?
Yes. How many seconds are there in 1/6 of a minute? Yes. Santiago is the capital of which South American country?
Argentina.
No. Who did George Bush Sr. defeat in the election in 1988?
Pass.
Which 1984 film features the character Gizmo?
Gremlins.
Yes. Pyrophobia is the fear of what?
Fire.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct.
Woo. Okay, that's okay.
It's
all right.
There's maybe a chance there. Yeah. I mean, Steve could have a case of the Mondays.
And he could
not bring.
There is a math question in there, so
it's true. There's a couple of those.
Yeah, that first one's a bit. I know it's a word that I'm going to be upset when I hear it because I know the word.
Oh, and you're just it's
and
not
I
coming
can't
to you right now.
It's not coming to me. Yeah.
Well, hopefully that problem will happen for Steve. Corey can win.
Mr. Luck over here, he'll probably just go blah blah blah. And he'll be right.
Yeah. Blah blah blah.
It's a blah blah blah.
Oh, geez. Steve, are you ready?
Oh yeah.
What distance did the Romans once define as 1,000 paces?
blah, blah, blah.
No.
a mile.
Yes. What actor played the title character in the 96 movie The Cable Guy?
Jim Carrey.
Yes. In the Hunger Games books, what kind of animal is a mockingjay?
A bird.
Yes. How many seconds are there in a sixth of a minute?
20.
No.
10.
Yes. Santiago is the capital of which South American country?
Spain.
No.
Mexico.
No.
Peru.
No.
Okay. Who blah, did, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Who did George Bush Sr. defeat in the election in 1988?
Oh. Walter Mondale.
No.
David Dukakis.
No.
David Duchovny.
Jim Carrey.
No.
John
Which 1984
Carrey.
Film features the character Gizmo?
Gremlins.
Yes. Pyrophobia is the fear of what?
Pirates.
No.
Fire.
Yes. In what city is the main setting for the TV series Mad Men?
New York City.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You win. Yes. 7-5. Sorry, Corey.
Nah, good game.
Thank you, Corey.
Take it easy, Corey. Wow, a mile. It's not what I was thinking of.
Oh, yeah, just 1,000 paces was just a mile.
Oh, man. Good job, Steve. I would never guess the mile because I'm just not that obvious.
Yeah, you're just thinking a little too deep on that one.
I was thinking of something like a fortnight. Or, I mean, obviously, like measures like time, but I was thinking of something silly like that.
Something like that? No.
Yeah.
No, just a mile.
Yes.
Santiago is the capital of which South American country?
Chile.
Chile. Chile. Chile.
Chile.
Chile.
Chile.
The way I remember is Santiago is a guy's name, so yeah. Santiago ate the chili.
Huh.
That's how I remembered in school.
Well, now you know. Jesus, that's never going to... Okay.
Maybe it'll help someone
else. If I was playing against Steve, I might have won.
Yeah,
quite possibly.
There's no other food in South America, a country that's not got food? Okay.
Nope.
I guess it works then.
I don't think so. And then George Bush Sr., who did he defeat in 1988? You're kind of close with David Dukakis.
It was Michael Dukakis.
Yes. He's like, he kind of smushed like David Duke.
Why don't you love me, David Dukakis?
I should have said Dukakis.
Yes, and you would have actually, I would have been like, all right, yeah.
Yeah.
There's no other Dukakis out there.
Yeah. Sure. Well, there may be a David Dukakis, but he wasn't the guy that lost.
Well, congratulations, Steve. In spite of not knowing that, you still won with 7 correct.
All right, this is the moment that you've all been waiting for. A gigantic announcement that I will make for the peoples. I haven't slept all weekend. I'm so tired, and it's about time I finally could get some closure to this big announcement. It's going to happen. It's happening as it's happening.
So you know this whole thing we call pain in the grass, right?
Yes.
You know that.
There's been teases for about a week or so.
And yeah.
I love all the guesses. It's been pretty awesome, but no Chumbawamba again declined our invitation.
Damn it.
I love the fact, by the way, that nobody told me because you know I would like to slip out. So this is actually, as I read this, this will be news to me.
Oh, that's even greater.
Because I have no idea who's going to be a pain in the grass. I don't know when it's going to be. Well, now I do. Ooh, you know, they were saying this would be the biggest pain in the grass ever.
Yep.
I think they might be right.
They are right, actually.
Yay!
Because pain in the grass is going to be Tuesday, July 30th, Friday, August 2nd, and Saturday, August 3rd. It's a multi-day, multi-month pain in the grass!
Whoa!
3 days of rocking, baby.
What?
3 days of rocking.
My brain doesn't know how to comprehend what the heck is going on.
Tuesday's going to be so badass, you're going to need a few days off.
Okay.
Get back together, and then get back out to the White River Amphitheater.
Wow. So Tuesday, July 30th, the first day of the three-day pain in the grass, all happening at White River Amphitheater. Now, the next question is, besides Chumbawamba, who we know is not playing, who will be playing, Steve?
Well, I know. I could give you a hint of one of them.
Okay, give it to me.
Boom.
Rev just perked up.
Wow!
Yeah. Slipknot, baby.
Yeah.
I've never seen Slipknot live.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Okay. You're going to want to see Slipknot live. It's an incredible live show.
Absolutely.
They're Pain in the Grass alums, and they've always put on a great show. So, Slipknot, they're going to be there on Tuesday.
Nice.
And Corey Taylor always puts on a great interview.
Oh, that's right. I wonder what kind of news we're going to make with Corey Taylor this time around.
I know, he is
a lot
of fun.
Will he take his shirt off again?
Yeah.
We can only hope.
Yeah.
All right. All right, so that was a good hint. Steve, you got another hint? Who else is going to be at Pain in the Grass?
Also, Volbeat's going to be there, which is going to be pretty awesome.
Another alum.
Yep, and they're always great. So Tuesday's going to be pretty Rock, and more bands will be announced for Tuesday.
Okay, but Tuesday we got Slipknot and Volbeat, yes, headliners.
Now we should talk about Friday.
Friday, August 2nd, the second day of the three-day mayhem known as Pain in the Grass.
Would you like a hint on one of the bands?
All right, give it to me.
Disturbed.
Yeah, buddy. Okay.
My dad actually says he wants to go to a Disturbed concert.
Boom. How about this?
Got it.
And it's based on The Sound of Silence, so he's going to be in for a treat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. They're a little bit harder than just that song.
I can't wait.
That's all right. Her pops will be okay with it. Who else we got on the bill for that day?
Besides Disturbed, also we're going to be seeing...
In This Moment, I heard.
In This Moment.
Yeah. I heard In This Moment. Be here.
Vicky's freaking out.
Yeah.
Nobody Vicky. Told me this.
You didn't know that?
Nobody told me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm telling you, buddy. You know why? Because I waited for this moment.
And the nice thing is, on August 2nd, I believe that's when the restraining order that Vicky has against her
with perfect.
Maria, the front woman.
She thought I was quite nice when I met her.
That's badass, dude. Disturbed and In This Moment on Friday night for Pain in the Grass.
She puts on an amazing show.
And yeah, like Steve said, of course, there'll be other shows as well on that night, but other bands. But Saturday could be the biggest news.
Yeah.
Saturday could be the epic news. Saturday, August 3rd, the third day of Pain in the Grass 2019.
Now, before we even play you the hint.
Wow.
There's a hint because In This Moment has a crazy, elaborate stage performance that some people compare to a certain artist.
Really?
And that artist is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Marilyn Manson, baby. This is epic.
This is a first.
You've never seen Manson?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen him a handful of times, and it's never a disappointment.
Oh. Every time is fantastic.
Does Hanson count? I've seen Hanson.
Marilyn Hanson?
Marilyn Manson's going to be there painting the grass on the Saturday, which is August 3rd. Again, KSW.com's got all the information, but that's not the only band,
No,
BJ.
It's not. We have another hint. This one I think the Rev's going to like.
Yes.
This one I think.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah. Wow, Manson and Zombie?
Yep.
It's going to be the same day, buddy.
I expect a lot of pyro.
There's going to be, an insane amount of pyro.
All the pyro.
All of it.
And so
all
many mosh pits.
Yes.
My first mosh pit.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Danny's promised to get Vicky in there.
Yep.
Yay.
Oh, if we don't get it done by Tuesday or Friday, definitely on Saturday.
Yes. Could you imagine?
We should probably do it on the weekend. Because Tuesday,
that way she can recover.
Yeah, exactly. Because if she's injured, she won't be able to use.
Yeah. See, that corrosion of conformity is going to be there as well.
Really?
I've never seen those guys.
I haven't either.
I love their latest record, and that's been a band that I've been a fan of for a long time and just never had the chance to see them live. So there's so many great bands that are going to be a part of this. I can't wait for Pain in the Grass.
It's a week of pain is what it's going to be. Tuesday, July 30th. Friday, August 2nd, and Saturday, August 3rd, Pain in the Grass. Tickets going on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. Now, if you're not a Rockaholic Transmission person, you got to get signed up by midnight on Tuesday because that's how you get your exclusive pre-sale code delivered directly to your inbox on Wednesday. Don't forget too, man, $2 from each ticket sold benefiting the Vitalogy Foundation, which supports great local charities. You want more info about all this, you know where to go. I mean, it's a week of pain. Get the info, KISW.com.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. According to this new survey, you have only 27 seconds to make a good first impression. That's it.
Yeah.
Wow. And that's not even 27 seconds from when you start talking. It is when they first see you. The clock starts ticking as soon as they lay eyes on you, man.
Are you like that? Are you instantly sizing somebody up or judging them the second you see them?
Well, I will tell you, I learned in science that my brain is. Even if I say to myself, I'm not.
Right.
There's a part of my brain that, especially if it's a female, my brain just goes, okay, let's just start judging. It's like, but I don't want to be that guy. But my brain is already doing it.
At least you're not saying it. Like, hey, nice hoots.
Exactly.
That'd be weird. That's probably a bad first impression.
Yeah, but I do. When it comes to dudes, not so much. I don't, you know, and not until they start really interacting with me. But as far as like just laying eyes on somebody, yeah, if it's a female, my brain just starts going, oh, hey. And then I go, hey, 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 hey.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey. You can control that sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
But see, there are times that I'll see somebody, depending on how they're dressed, I might make a quick assumption about them. Oh, that guy's probably a douche.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, you know, if they got like the bedazzled pockets on their jeans and an Affliction shirt, I'm like,
yeah. What if they got
the bedazzled Affliction?
Yeah.
Otherwise, I really don't have any issues. I think it's just when any guy has anything that has like stones and gems that are like glued onto their shirt or on their jeans. I'm just like, that's too much. Come on, man.
A guy that's super muscular.
Shop at Buckle. I get it.
Yeah. I think if I see a guy that's super muscular, I do actually, now that you bring it up, I do have a judgment.
What is it?
He's going to beat me up. Yeah. It's like, oh, this guy, I hate this guy because I know he hates me.
He's not going to beat you up.
That's the first thing I think of, because it was just, I guess, you know, all going all the way back to high school and junior high school and like that, is all the like the sporty athletic kids always were like picking on me.
But those are just dumb kids.
I know, but I'm just telling you what my brain does.
No, I know.
I don't approach them and go,
fair enough.
F you, you're going to beat me up. But I mean, that's what I think of.
Have you ever encountered like a 15-year-old jock or something, and do you get intimidated by him as well?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah. If I see a group of kids like at a high school, and you know they're
cool kids.
They got all.
Wonder if you can take them.
No, I know I can't take them. That I don't wonder that at all. But if I you know, like whenever we go to a high school thing once in a while, if we have to make a speech or something, if I see the ones that are definitely wearing the colors because they're athletes, I immediately go, oh, those guys hate me. And I'm like I'm already back in high school again. It's crazy. So I do have a judgment now that you bring it up. I never thought about that. Yeah, I do. It's not a positive one. It's not a positive one for me. Man. So here's the thing. If you want to make a good first impression, Steve, they got a few things you should do.
Okay.
Okay. And we do this men's weekend that we, you know, Danny sometimes goes and Chris goes with me and everything. And they talk about a lot of the things that are on this list. If you want to be a better dude at life, as far as just be more successful with people.
Okay.
And how about this? Making eye contact, which is one of the big things in our men's weekend. Turns out they're saying if you make good eye contact, that's a good first impression you make on folks.
Well, you'd hope that someone's going to look at you when you first meet them and not just kind of still stare at the ground.
Dude, it happens a lot. People don't like to look in other people's eyes. Mm-hmm. They don't.
I've been like that since I was a kid. People have called me out on it. Like, I try to like look at like the top of your heads or something. It weirds me out to look at people's eyes.
Yeah.
Not because they're eyeballs, but I feel like I can see into their soul.
Well, you can. I mean,
and
that's
I don't
the idea.
Want to.
Yeah. Well, nobody should see into your soul.
No.
Well, first
soul?
Of all, they'll see like, oh, you don't have one.
I just, whenever I look at BJ, I'm just glad I'm not a hooker because he gives me that Gary Ridgway, I'm going to kill you.
Jeez.
You don't get that?
Mm. Well, yeah.
Oh. Well, your 27 seconds are up, sir.
All right, fair enough.
Well, of course, this is what this brings us to this.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
And by the way, if the worst things you can do, you can smell bad, be arrogant, and dress poorly.
Dude, smell bad, I'm with.
Yeah.
There are times you meet someone and it's just either smell body odor or breath odor.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, man.
That's why I always carry two packets. My wife makes fun of me. I don't have one, but two packets of Listerine strips. Because, you know me, I love to walk the mall, and every once in a while, I'll see a listener will just pull up, hey, are you you? And I'm like, okay, well, I gotta make sure I'm always freshened up, because you're right. It's a bad first impression if all of a sudden I'm blowing the guy away with my breath.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whenever we have like a guest come in, that's always the first step, is just throw a breath strip in.
Yeah. So watch out for those big
three. Hi.
Yeah. Oh, and you're like, oh, my God, buddy, you're probably a good guy, but you're killing me right now. So, yeah, this survey says you've got 27 seconds to make a good first impression. Based on this, we want to know, when did you make a terrible first impression, or when did someone make a terrible first impression with you? 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Smiling also gets you. I have to, because I have resting bitch face. So when I literally have looked in the mirror, said, okay, what does it feel like when I'm sort of smiling?
Right.
And then I recreate that when I'm out walking, because
that's commitment right there. You practice smiling.
Yeah, dude, because, you know, if you just hang around being normal, people go, oh, God, dude, what were you so pissed on? So many people say, I didn't want to come up to you at the mall because you look really angry. And I thought, I'm just
so you're just walking around forcing a smile?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Just so that people, and it does work. Like, you know, I do a lot of walking outside when I'm down in California, and, you know, I walk in a place where a lot of folks walk. Women especially, when I, and I've tried the experiment, I've just done the normal face that I have, which is I just don't do anything, and they just walk by me like Gary Ridgway. It's like, hey, this guy's a, but I put a little bit of that smile that I do, and
ladies,
women smile back, and they're nice.
Yeah.
Which is funny, because I've known you for so long. If you're just walking around smiling, that's when I would come up to you and be like, dude, are you all right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't blame you, but, you know, for strangers, I mean, you're right. Because Steve said it earlier, I do have that Ridgway look. I have that serial killer look. It's unfortunate, but every prominent serial killer.
It's a good quality that you have.
But every serial killer you see, like, there's a Charles Manson guy that's on parole, and I looked at him, and I go, God, he looks like he could be my brother. Why do I look like all these people?
It's the eyes, man. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It's a certain style of eye.
So I really have to work hard to make a good impression. I really do, because, you know, it's like.
Do you have any instance where you remember that you gave off a bad first impression?
Every party I've been to.
Yeah.
It was my 20s. Kathy will tell you about
That's
it.
That's a good point.
I got into fights with so many people because it started right off the bat with somebody saying something, and I immediately got irritated. Mm-hmm. And that was within the first 27 seconds. So I think my first impression of them was what gave them a bad first impression of me, because I immediately just started being an a-hole.
Were they just saying something negative about you, or they like, I don't like your show?
Maybe negative about philosophy.
Oh, okay.
And I was just like, that's not true. You're an idiot. And, you know how I was.
And then it's over. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Then the negativity when I moved here about the show, I just couldn't suffer that.
I'm trying to think, like, I mean, at one time, I remember it was a long time ago, I think it was at a pain in the grass, someone came up, first impression, they just hurled right in front of me, because they just were drinking too much, but it didn't really give a bad first impression, it probably would have to some other people, but I thought that was hilarious, and I stayed in touch with that person ever since. Everyone was like, I'm the dude that puked right in front of you, I'm like, oh, that's awesome, I remember you.
Yeah, you would dig that, actually.
I think it's funny.
Yeah.
They didn't puke on me, just puked right in front of me.
Yeah, see, that's different.
Right.
Yeah, because you can get away from that.
The one... And I'll still to this day, if I ever see the pictures of it, because my wife's friend, and we talked about it before, came to the wedding, first impression of her boyfriend, showed up to my wedding wearing a baseball hat.
Oh, yeah.
I still hate
that guy.
You don't go to a wedding wearing a baseball hat. Who does that?
Unless you're getting married at a baseball game, why are you wearing a baseball hat?
I understand.
I get it. You're balding. There's lots of people balding.
Oh, so you don't think it was fashion? You think he was hiding the balding?
I think a little bit of both.
Oh, yeah. See, when the people say that's fashion, I don't think there's any place at a wedding.
It wasn't even a nice baseball cap. It was like a baseball cap that he probably wears all the time.
Oh, that's not
good.
You
know good. What I mean? Worn in.
Oh, no.
It wasn't like a fresh cap.
Who doesn't have like a nice cap? Like, you have to have your nice cap that you never wear. You
a
wear,
dress-up cap?
I have a dress-up cap that I only wear to certain occasions.
You guys should get a fedora. Be that guy.
I did. I had a fedora. But I had a fedora back in the 70s.
Ooh.
And I was dating, and people thought, what the hell's wrong? I would go to clubs thinking this will make me stand out. Again, I was trying to make a good impression.
It'll make you stand out as a public investigator.
Yes,
or
hey,
private
Steve.
Private investigator.
By the way, that was not a good first impression whenever I had the fedora at the clubs.
No!
No.
Fedora at the clubs.
Yeah. I thought it would make a good. Then I started wearing ties. I did that. Like, nobody was wearing ties. I said, I'm going to wear ties and button down shirts. And again, this was late 70s when everyone was really casual.
Yep.
And people were like, what are you doing, idiot? Nobody wears ties. But I thought, I'm going to be that guy. Of course, I was a little ahead of my time because you started seeing the thin ties and people started wearing ties in the 80s. I was just a little ahead of the curve. Bad first impression.
I'm looking at this text message from at 77999. As a hiring manager for a hospital, I had a woman come to the interview dressed like she was going out clubbing after. No
Ooh,
thanks.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're trying to find out. When did you make a terrible first impression, or when did somebody make a bad first impression with you? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
I went on a date once with this guy, and it was a casual. We went for pizza, but he came dressed in a ripped Marvin the Martian t-shirt.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have... There's no problem with it, except that there was holes in it.
Yeah,
not intentional holes. You can tell when they're intentional.
I would have had more of a... I would have been more fine with that guy showing up to my wedding than the dude that had the baseball hat.
Oh, it gets better. He was also wearing cargo shorts and those, like, rubbery whatever shoes with the individual toes.
Oh!
Toe shoes.
The hell is he planning to do?
I don't know. But I made fun of his shoes, so he took it like a champ. So I'm like, okay, I'll go on a second date with you. Wears the exact same outfit on the second date.
No, the exact same outfit?
Yep. That's gamer garb right there.
Yeah.
I remember doing that in the...
I'm just like, I'm good.
So that's his best outfit.
I guess.
I want to see him at his worst.
Oh, no.
See, that's you know, that's when, yeah, that you know, everything my wife was afraid was going to happen to my son because he gamed a lot. That's exactly what the fear is, that you will become that idiot. Like, you don't know how to interact with humanity because you spend too much time gaming. How do you not know that's not a good date outfit? How do, I mean, it's like a father, a mother, when somebody should tell you that.
Yeah, but when you're in your 20s, probably a bachelor doing that. I mean, I basically lived that entire same thing, but instead of toe shoes, I wore Crocs.
But when you at least wore a shirt that didn't have holes in it, if you were going to meet up with somebody?
Probably, but also at the same point, I wouldn't even go on the date.
Yeah, he wasn't. Remember, Rev, when we met him?
Yep, he was anti-everything.
Yeah. I mean, he still kind of looks the same, but his t-shirts do look a little better. I can feel the wife's influence to some degree.
They're at least ironed.
Yeah,
she hates my t-shirts.
I don't blame her.
Join the club.
That's all you ever do.
I know.
And you're
our support group, you and me.
Yeah. I know. That's why I stopped wearing them, because my wife just kept giving me a hard time. Like, really? Is it going to be all t-shirts all the time?
And actually, my t-shirts got me into my awkward experience, because back, it was maybe even a decade ago when we had Art Alexakis from Everclear in.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to go down at the old building and go down to the lobby to get him, because it was an early thing. And I was wearing a t-shirt that said
Everclear sucks.
No. But it was a that would have been great.
Oh, that would have been horrible.
Teeny tiny white print that said, if you're close enough to read this, you now have SARS. Which was just, it was a little stupid thing. And so I get in the elevator with Art, and he looks at my t-shirt and he goes, oh, my girlfriend had that.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's like, well, she got better. And I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah. Nice going. Mm-hmm. Nice going. Really warm up the guests for us, buddy.
Yeah.
That's why we don't have him go get guests anymore.
Yeah, and that's also why I got rid of that shirt.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time, by making your payments on time on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card, and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it. But you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that, and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time, and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.